Get it rolling.
So I wanted to kind of like, for today, like things that would apply to other people. Logan's sitting over there. Things that would apply to other people, you know? Like, call them out.
You know, do you have that gun?
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
welcome to the podcast, Face Your Fears.
You cropped
up. Sam, Alex.
Alex.
So I wanted to talk today, this is what I've got literally in the notes. Tips, tricks, or concepts that you wish you, that you know now, that you wish you knew when you started lifting. So like shit that you had to figure out along the way, stuff for people to use now, that way they can, ideally, and this is my first one, is to help prevent injury. So like, form first. That's my first giveaway. I'll start the thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Form first. Because, like, with the video I posted on Instagram, scapular depression, that is a form thing, is a concept of form that helps to prevent injuries, helps to make things work adequately so you don't hurt yourself. And if you start doing these things now, you don't build up shit later on down the road. It's not going to hurt immediately. Like, if you don't retract your scapula every time you're benching, it's not going to hurt immediately. But later on down the road, you'll start to hurt and you don't know what to do still. Keep doing it. You're going to fuck something up.
You want to build good habits.
Yeah.
You want to develop proper motor patterns so you have minimal compensatory behavior and you work muscles that you're intending to work.
Exactly, because as the weight gets heavier, the form tends to go. So if you've already got the form, that's what I focus on every time I'm doing something heavy. Always with the form. Always with the form. Jerk off, stupid ass. But, yeah, form first. That's one I had. You got anything? Something that you, along the way, you picked up or somebody told you or, and you just immediately started applying and you're like, damn, that works.
Yeah. Intensity drives adaptation.
Okay.
And
Elaborate.
I will. So, when people hear intensity, they either think of two things. They think one rep max, which can be intense, or they think a workout that just absolutely destroys you, buries you. You're laying on the ground afterward. You can't move, right? But intensity is all relative to whatever specific movement or exercise you're doing, I guess. I get distracted too much.
Football in the background, of course.
Yeah, of course. God damn it, what was I saying?
Intensity.
Oh, yeah, drives adaptation.
Relative.
So, relative intensity. Intense for me is not going to be intense for him, or vice versa. And
intense for Logan.
And Logan over here. But God damn it. Intensity drives adaptation.
Yep.
Intensity is very select, looks very different for each specific thing you're doing.
Yeah.
Working toward failure, reps in reserve is what drives strength and hypertrophy.
Mm-hmm.
So, intensity. It doesn't have to be high weight. It doesn't have to be high reps, but it's kind of finding that sweet spot with everything.
To play off intensity, too, I like you always hear, like, your progression. There are more ways to progress than just throwing more plates on.
Mm-hmm.
You can do things like add another set. Add a couple more reps. Like, you don't always have to increase the weight, which is, like, anytime you hear people say, like, you got to progress. Like, all right, I throw 10 on.
Tempo.
Like, no, you don't have to do that.
Yep.
You can do
tempo.
More. Yeah. Oh, you can slow it down, too. So you just fucking speed it up.
Yep.
So, like, progression, there are a bunch of ways to progress. And if there, and off the path here, any questions, please reach out. We're in school for this. This is literally what we go to school for now. So, like, we have some sort of knowledge into what we're talking about. You may not think so, but I swear, we do. And that's why we post videos online, too, is because we're douchebags, but also to be like, hey, this is what I've done with myself. I can help you get to that point. You just got to let me. But anyway, lots of ways to progress.
Soapbox, mini soapbox.
Yeah, bring it.
Drives me crazy when people are like, oh, when I was your age, or oh, it's because you have a fast metabolism. It's like, yeah, like, yes, I'm 25, I have that going for me. Yes, my metabolism is pretty solid right now, but it's also because I have lean muscle mass, which is more metabolically active than adipose tissue, which is, of course, going to burn more calories. Mm-hmm. So I put it there in the first place. So
anyway. The more muscle you have, the more fat you burn, too. That's something I think a lot of people don't understand. It takes more calories to maintain a muscle than it does to maintain fat.
Absolutely.
So if you have more muscle, you burn more fat.
Mm-hmm.
Get stronger, get bigger, and get smaller. That didn't work out, but get bigger, get thinner.
Yeah.
Huh. It works.
Get stronger, get leaner, be healthier.
There's a saying behind it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll come up
with build muscle mass, burn fat. I like that.
We'll come up with something good.
I like that. But another one I had down, knees over toes. Mm. You always hear it's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got healthy knees, it's okay.
Yeah.
If you have bad knees, I don't know, maybe hold out a little bit. Let me do an evaluation first. But knees over toes is not bad. It's, I mean, anatomically, if you have a long femur, the only way to get a parallel squat, depending on how long your femur is to push your knee towards your toe.
Forward knee translation.
And I mean, if it just so happens to go over it, it's not the end of the world. You don't have to, well, you don't have to fucking bend more at your feet. You don't have to hinge at the hip completely to get all the way down. So, I mean, knees over toes isn't bad. And that comes a lot into ankle mobility as well, which is something that I've been doing a lot of. You have better ankle mobility. You're able to get your, what is it, your, what are we rolling here? Tibial roll, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're able to roll further if you've got more mobility.
Closed kinetic chain, so that's a concavity roll.
Yes, sir.
Concavity moving on a convexity, Dr. Conrad.
Everybody watching, hey, just boom.
We have an anterior glide and an anterior roll while we're squatting.
Yup, and that, see what happens is that if you're able to get your tibia, it's going to be like this. Cruel if that shit rolls more forward, the knee is obviously going to come with the tibia because it's attached to it. So knees over toes isn't bad. Ben Patrick is the dude, knees over toes guy.
Yeah.
So if you want to know more about that, you go listen to him. You go listen to Ben Patrick on YouTube. He knows everything about it. He's got a program for it. He dunks too. So
yeah.
I'd like to dunk.
I'm gonna play off that one a little bit.
Bring it.
I cannot stand when people demonize really any one sort of movement.
This is bad for everybody.
Right. I hate the cut and dry statements like that because there's always the exception.
Generalizations.
And if you can prove to me that squatting with forward knee translation is going to give me knee cancer, then fucking
bring it on.
Show me. But yeah, I think there comes a point we optimize our movement, highly individualized. We optimize it the best we can for an individual, which is always different. But there comes a point of overanalyzing and like the paralysis by analysis. Yep. Like
preach.
There's going to be that point where theoretically you want, you know, a bodyweight squat to look like your 405 or 315 squat or whatever. But at the end of the day, you got a lot of load on your back, so it might not look the exact same, and you might have a controlled knee valgus. But another soapbox I could get on, but I'm not going to. But
next episode,
yeah, can't stand when people demonize. There is some stuff that like isn't, again, good habits to be in.
True,
but nothing's gonna like kill you immediately.
If it works for one person, it might not work for somebody else. But just because something doesn't work for somebody doesn't mean it's not going to work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
What's the lack of evidence, or what is it? What's the absence of evidence
doesn't mean lack
of evidence of absence. I don't know what it is. Let me remember what that is. Absence of evidence does not mean evidence.
That's EVP, bro.
Lack of evidence.
That's EVP, bro. What?
But just because it doesn't work here doesn't mean it won't work here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, individualization is fucking huge in our world and the world of fitness, too. So
absolutely. God, what would I want to know?
What do you got? Anything else?
I'm sure I do. But
Logan, anything you wish you knew?
We'll clip this.
Anything you want to know right now?
We can cut this, too, so if you want to speak.
Anything you want to know right now? Give him the talking stick.
Can we get you on? What are your
goals? We'll ask him questions. Like, what do you want to know about working out?
Yeah,
I have any goals.
You don't want to know anything? You don't want to die.
It's more just being healthy.
Like, be healthy.
Oh.
Okay. I did that and I was like, that's good. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not cutting that. I like looked at him.
Healthy. Okay. I mean, so if you want to be healthy, you don't necessarily have to do like intensity lifting, like high intensity lifting, you know?
Yeah, just working out.
So I guess depending on your goal, you would work out differently, I guess. So, I mean, it's very goal oriented is a good way to say it.
Yeah. But I feel like if health is the marker,
right,
the biggest lever we can pull in levers. All right, if you look at the
second
CDC's,
class lever.
If you look at the CDC's list of like leading things for all cause mortality, all of them have that skeletal muscle underpinning of like there's shit. I can't think of it off the top of my mind. There's cancer. There's diabetes. There's metabolic syndrome, diabetes, but heart attack, atherosclerosis, stuff like that, or CVD, stroke, CVA.
Pretty much anything you can die by.
basically,
it's not a car crash.
Basically, all of the things except for like that freak accidents have a health or a fitness underpinning to it, and so. And I gotta find the study so we can have it. But it's on type 2 diabetes, not type 1, because I don't know where this comes in. But having type 2 diabetes, like, so you know how, like, there's risk factors for developing these, like, diseases that are leading. Yeah, having type 2 diabetes, like, amplifies your odds of getting all of those by, like, it's a pretty staggering number, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which is metabolic syndrome at the end of the day, right? So your body cannot utilize the glucose that that you consume because of, like, either insulin resistance or sensitivity issues or whatnot. But what happens when we exercise, we strength train, and we have more muscle cross-sectional area? We have more capillary density.
Yep.
We have higher mitochondrial density,
yep.
Which, think about it as, like, more employees in the business to keep things going the right direction. Mm-hmm. So you're, like, cleaning up shop there. Yeah, nice. So if health is the marker, the biggest lever we can pull as humans to be continuously healthy is to have more muscle and, like, and less visceral fat.
Yeah.
Adiposity.
Adipose.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, trim.
So basically,
trim
the needle. Is your phone dying?
No, well, yeah, it's 10% or something, 20% or something like that.
going out tonight.
Oh, we're
going to
put
the time. Yeah, what? Excuse me.
I'm going to have the charger plugged up under the bar.
Yeah. Who's taking care of Sam tonight?
We got this. But, more muscle mass, healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So resistance train, basically. Don't just run.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but...
I think it's a balance.
I say do more lifting.
Absolutely. Muscle matters. Muscle-centric medicine, baby. Aerobic capacity is going to make you live a long time. Muscle will also make you live a long time, but make those years better.
Yeah.
Straight up. Period.
Put it on my Instagram bio. Live healthier, live happier, dude.
Yeah. Also, lifting, it keeps those gap junctions and those neuromuscular gap junctions real healthy. So we slow down our loss of balance. We slow down our loss of, like, that rigidity and classic, like that shuffly that you think of when you get older, you know?
Yeah. Keep your balance.
Clip it.
We'll be right back.
These hands. We'll be right back. Anyway, when was the first time you kissed a man?
Well, let me show you. Look at this ass tattoo.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude.
Cut.
What are we at, 16 minutes? That was pretty good. You got anything else?
No, dude, what's on your thing, bro?
What do you mean? That was it. That was all my notes.
Bro?
It was, yeah. Knees over toes, ankle mobility, which you can improve, like that. That's all I had. Scapular depression. Just a couple quick tips and tricks. You see how good that looked?
What about clinical depression? Yeah.
Clinical depression? Well, what you going to do for that? Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that's what you meant. Yeah.
If you're ever depressed, just go.
Ah, I'm cramping.
This can be like at the end of the video.
Dude, I'm cramping so bad.
Started with that. Let it cramp, dude. Let it cramp.
Anyway.
But yeah, this has been Face Your Fears, episode 116. Just a quick little insight into what it takes to...
The fucked up minds.
Fucker. What it takes to become a fitness icon. But no, in all seriousness, everything we said there was true for the most part. So... again, any questions, please reach out, because I got answers to some of them.
That went from 75 to 55.